here so you can see. Keep them down for me. That's why it looks like I have a little shelf back there. You can set your coffee cup back there. It's hard, too. It makes a noise. And I sprained my finger, too. I want you to feel really bad for me. It's all purple. Yeah, I was performing the incredibly difficult and risky task of getting a drink of water from my kitchen sink, and I sprained my finger. It takes talent. Oh, thanks. Jesus. Like the wardrobe, sensible shoes. Want to know how it hurt my back? I'll tell you how I hurt my back. I wasn't getting a drink of water. I actually hurt my back. I hurt my back about 2 years ago, but the doctor kept saying, now, you know, don't wear high heels because they're really bad for your back. Okay. So only wear high heels for money. It's my rule. The other day I was on stage down in L.A., the Universal Amphitheater, and I had the high heels on. I figured, hey, I'm earning a little money here. I'll wear the high heels. So, had on the high heels, had the tight black dress on, went up for the really high note. There it was. The doctor was right. Saddle shoes. Ah, so upset. That's the short saddle shoes. Cinch.
What the fuck?
I've been doing the shower night sitting down. This is my first night back up on my feet. I feel a little bit like I got a penguin walk. It's not very graceful, but boy, I was doing all the shows sitting down, and I'd sit down, and I'd sit there in my cardigan, you know, like, I started to walk. God, I look just like Perry Como in this cardigan. Perry Como is really a good singer, by the way, but, you know, it was a relaxed attitude in the cardigan, and I figured I'd probably just had back trouble all of his life. I wasn't relaxed at all, that's why I got amazingly really uptight and anxious. Just had bad back. Speaking of being amazingly uptight and anxious, this song was written by Mick Jagger, who's probably never uptight and anxious when he's up here, and he certainly never sits down and relaxes when he sings it. It's called Tumbling Guys. The show, you know.
I don't know, we didn't see the show, but we got pictures of it. Boy, they sure are blurry.
Yeah.
Chevy commercial or a Ford commercial or something. I mean, it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed. Song was mortified, but I was rich. I was making no money. Everyone thought it was me singing. I was really embarrassed. And so when we went back out on the road, with songs in English, they heard we were going to tour and asked for its old job back. And I thought, well, what the hell, you know. As long as, you know, when you hear me singing, if you get an impulse to go out and buy a car, ignore it. Think only of love. Only of love.
Breathe in. People say
composer that I like so much. I think he's actually the best contemporary American pop songwriter there is today. So I'm going to do 5 of his songs in a row. His name is Jimmy Webb. I hope you like Jimmy Webb as much as I do. Otherwise, you're out of luck for 5 songs. You have to go out for popcorn. They had my popcorn. No, there wasn't any popcorn back there.
Shadow.
song. always say singers shouldn't get sore throats, they should get bad backs, you know, so. And then I always say that, you know, guitar players should never get sprained fingers, or should they should get sore throats. But so I got the sprained finger, but now I'm getting the sore throat too. It's not fair, I've been like absorbing everybody else's injuries. That's okay, that was really high squeaky notes though. I hope you're not noticing too much. Okay, now for the part of the show that I've really been looking forward to, because it means I don't have to sing all the high squeaky notes by myself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Aaron Neville.
Oh, Thank you.
time, one little request from the side of the stage. Can I have the Perry Como chair, a glass of water, and some Kleenex, please? And now I'm going to introduce you to the band, because they're the best rock and roll band I've ever played with. And I think that you ought to meet them. First of all, rock and roll with him in about 1965. And he's back here. I don't wonder back here, find him. He's playing guitar and singing harmonies. His name's Kenny Edwards. And someone I'm sure you'll recognize from tours past, because not only is she a graduate of my band, but I'm talking, you can't play the drum roll over what I'm talking, they won't hear me. Not only is she a graduate of my band, and Jackson Brown's band, and James Tanner's band, but she's a graduate of Fullerton High School right here in Orange County. And hi, Harmony's Rosemary Butler. This guy right here is a graduate of the New York City School of Hard Knocks. I think he's the hottest piano player they have going, even though he's an import. His name is Robbie Condor. On drums, we have Russ Kunkel. On saxophone, mandolin, and guitar. I shouldn't wave that finger around and bash it in some. Saxophone, mandolin, and guitar, Larry Knight. On bass, Bob Lobb. And sang the harmonies and played everything except for my part. He would have, but we shoved him out of the studio. On guitar, keyboards, and ouch, that's my sore finger. Guitars, keyboards, and harmonies, Andrew Gold. On any kind of sound you can imagine that can be generated electronically, sneezes, nose blowing, strings, horns, and also on this thing here, which is my favorite instrument in all of rock and roll, the Hammond B3 organ, John Gillotin. I wonder what is proper etiquette for blowing your nose on stage. You're supposed to like get down behind your leg. Is that the screen enough? I hear what Letitia Baldridge would say. Okay.
I remember you were the phone poet.
This next song is sort of a song about my life. Maybe your life too. The Kleenex. Disgusting. This is a song about my life, your life. And it was dedicated to my cousin Mercedes, who is here tonight, my love dearly, called Cry Like a Rainstorm and Howl Like the Wind.
I love you!
to function right. So it turns into a kazoo when you're least expecting it.
And your heart.